Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021. It's the 45th Lord's Day. Today is the Ten Commandment. I'll pray. We'll get right into it. Father, we thank you. Looking at this last of the Ten Commandments, I'm mindful again that you've been so gracious to reveal your will to us, to reveal your righteousness and your holiness through your law, and also to reveal your redemption and your infinite mercy through Christ and the gospel. I pray that you would help us as we come to you to learn from your word and seek you in prayer this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, the Lord's Day 45, question 131. By the way, this is a long study, so if I'm making fewer comments and going right through in a way that I don't typically, it's because there's just more material to this day than some of the other days. Question 131, what is the 10th commandment? Now, this comes right from Exodus 20:17. You shall not covet or be envious of or have this overwhelming desire for. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything, which covers everything, anything that is your neighbor's. Now, what is God's will for you in the 10th commandment? This command to not covet, not be envious of, not be desirous of what God has not given to us, but he's given to other people. What is God's will for us in this commandment? That not even the slightest thought or desire contrary to any one of God's commandments should ever arise in my heart. This commandment, in a particular way, gets to the heart in a way that the other commandments do not. You know, behaviors are sin, actions are sin, words are sin, but this last commandment penetrates right down to the heart. And what's going in inside the heart, what's going on inside the heart in terms of our desires and our contentment? Rather, with all my heart, I should always hate sin and take pleasure in whatever is right. And that's where our hearts should be focused, not on things at all, let alone things that are other people's. But our hearts should be focused on loving God and honoring him, bringing glory to him, and that which we hate would be anything that's contrary to God, sin. So, hating sin, taking pleasure in whatever's right, that's where our hearts should be focused. Question 133. But can those born again by the Spirit of God obey these commandments perfectly? No. In this life, even the holiest have one small beginning of disobedience. So there is a true obedience, a small beginning of obedience, but not a perfect obedience. Nevertheless, with all seriousness of purpose, they do begin to live according to all, not only some, of God's commandments. Now, question 133 is a really important, really good question and answer to summarize our approach to God's commands and our approach to our obedience to those commands and our understanding of holiness. We will not have a perfect obedience. We will not be perfectly holy in this life. But that does not mean we can have no obedience, right? We have a small beginning of true obedience, obedience born of faith in Christ, and with a seriousness of purpose. So there's an intent. There's a direction. There's a set purpose to live for God instead of for ourselves or for the things around us. And so we do begin to live according. Here's the second principle here. All of God's commands and not some. So we're not selective. Say, well, I can understand the 10th commandment and I'll obey that, not to covet. But that first commandment, I'm not so much concerned about that. Right, so we don't want to get into arbitrary selection and how we should obey God. Question 134, no one in this life can obey the Ten Commandments perfectly. Why then does God want them preached so pointedly? Well, first, so that the longer we live, the more we may come to know our sinfulness and the more eagerly look to Christ for forgiveness of sins and righteousness. I mean, that's a paradigm of Christian growth and sanctification right there. God's law shows us his holiness, and by way of contrast, it shows us our sinfulness, and the purpose of that is so that we would more eagerly look to Christ, more consistently look to Christ for forgiveness of sins and righteousness. That's the key, looking to Christ in faith for his mercy, for his forgiveness, for his salvation. It's his righteousness that saves us anyway. It's not ours. It doesn't mean we don't try to obey. It just means that our obedience isn't the foundation or any part of earning our salvation. Christ earned it all. So, why are Ten Commandments important? First of all, show us our sins so we more eagerly look to Christ for forgiveness. Second, so that while praying to God for the grace of the Holy Spirit, which we should be doing daily, multiple times daily, we may never stop striving to be renewed more and more after God's image until after this life we reach our goal, perfection. That's key. After this life is when we reach our goal, perfection, perfected in holiness. That's by supernatural work of God. And any growth we have in holiness now also is by supernatural work of God, His Spirit making us into the likeness of Christ, and as it says here, God's image. So, as you're praying for the grace of the Holy Spirit, which is the only way obedience will come to fruition in our lives, is if God grants that by His grace, by the Holy Spirit. We may never stop striving to be renewed more and more after God's image. God's commandments really are a reflection of God's character. And so as the Spirit grows us in obedience to His commandments, what's happening? We're becoming more and more in the likeness of God's character. But that's secondary, if you remember. First is walking in the grace of the gospel, right? We see our sin, we're looking more eagerly to Christ, and then as we do that, we're praying to God for the grace of the Holy Spirit, striving in obedience, and by God's power, He's making us into His image as we obey. And finally, commit to heart is just that commandment, Exodus 20:17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Give some examples, but then he uses this word, a representative word at the end, anything, anything. So we're not to be a jealous people, we're not to be an envious people, we're not to have an ongoing, strong, or any kind of ungodly desire for things that God hasn't given us. That will just breed discontent and anxiety. Rather, we want to be thankful for what He's given us. And the thing that we love and desire after is God and His Spirit and His power and the grace of Christ. And the thing that we want to hate is sin and anything that's contrary to God. So that's where our hearts should be fixed. Father, we thank You for this commandment. We thank You for all of Your word to us. We thank You for Your holy law. We thank You for Your merciful, gracious, and powerful gospel. We thank You for the work of Christ and all that He's done for us and continues to do in our heart. It's in His name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining me again. I'll see you tomorrow for the Confession of Faith. It'll be week 45. And Lord willing, I'll see you next week on the 46th Lord's Day. Bye.